USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. A University of Virginia student and former member of the school's football team fatally shot three current players as they returned from a field trip, authorities said, setting off panic and a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until the suspect was captured Monday. Students were told to shelter in place beginning late Sunday, described terrifying hours in hiding. While police searched for the gunman through the night, students sought safety in closets, dorm rooms, libraries, and apartments. They listened to police scanners and tried to remember everything they were taught as children during active shooter drills. Officials got word during a morning news briefing that the suspect, 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., had been arrested. Another major release of ballot totals is set late Monday night in Maricopa County, Arizona. In the governor's race there, Democrat Katie Hobbs has a nearly 25,000-vote lead over Republican Carrie Lake. Lake and conservative commentators claim the county is slow-walking the results and may be fixing the numbers. County Supervisor Chairman Bill Gates notes that there have been threats to election workers.
We count the votes and we report the votes. We don't call races. Those of you in the media call races. We don't do that. We're not going to do that tonight.
Gates says it will be the last big drop of numbers for this election. Just a quick note, that odd smell in your home, that's your furnace kicking in.
Millions of Americans are bracing for an early winter as a storm system threatens to bring snow to people across 20 states. The storm will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
All critical infrastructure in the city of Kherson was destroyed while under Russian occupation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address on Monday after visiting the city. This is what the Russian flag means, complete devastation. There is no electricity, no communication, no internet, no television. Absolutely all important facilities in the city and the region are mined, Zelensky said. The Ukrainian president added that efforts are being made to return life to normal in Kherson. Violent tension between biker gangs in Chicago is reportedly escalating following years of relative peace and quiet. Chicago's infamous Outlaws motorcycle gang is warring against the Mongol Nation Motorcycle Club. Multiple shootings between the gangs have recently taken place in the city, according to Chicago police reports. In one incident, four Outlaws members and a member of the Mongols were reportedly struck during a shootout at a birthday party at a bar on the south side, which was shut down last week by police as a public nuisance. Jay Leno is recovering from burn injuries following a gasoline fire, according to a statement from the hospital where he's getting treatment. A spokesperson at the Grossman Burn Center in L.A. said that Leno was in stable condition being treated for burns that he received to his face and hands from a gasoline accident in his garage over the weekend. He wants to let everyone know he's doing well and is in the best burn center in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.